Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, March 30th, 2016. And this is episode 158 of The Big Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Can you believe, by the way, that we have made it through the first quarter already? When did that happen? My goodness, it seems like this year is just flying by. And there is so much good stuff to talk about this week. I scarcely know where to begin. But what I do want to say is that there are a number of stories that illustrate exactly how much change we should expect to see from mobile as we go forward. Now, I know I talk about mobile a lot, but I thought I would focus this on one area in particular that we should expect to see an immense amount of change this year, next year, over the next couple of years, that may upend many businesses in ways that we've barely begun to realize. And since I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, I thought it would be really interesting to look at very specific, very tactical example of how those changes might in fact come to be. Now, those of you who've listened to the show for any amount of time know that I'm an e-commerce guy. I really spend my time focused on how do we find customers online? How do we get them to our digital presence, whether it's our website, whether it's our app? How do we get them to engage with our content? And then how do we get them to become customers, whether that's through a typical e-commerce experience, a la add something to the shopping cart, check out, pay, or whether it's lead gen of provide us your contact information so that we can get our salespeople talking to you and convert you to a customer that way. But what's increasingly true, and especially because of mobile, is that e-commerce increasingly is about creating seamless experiences for our customers, regardless of where they are and when they're interacting with our business. Now, a lot of folks call this omnichannel, and I have absolutely zero problem with that word. But I always want to put the emphasis on what is the overall experience. How are we making this a positive experience for our customers? And a place where we're going to see a lot of change is in the world of payments. Now, I've talked about this before. I've written about this on the blog, and I will link to those posts in the show notes. And if you think about the in-store experience, or if you think about online, typically payments aren't a problem that really needs solving. Paying with your credit card or having a customer pay with a credit card is a relatively simple thing for them to do. They reach into their wallet, they pull out their card, they swipe the card. Maybe they sign, maybe they don't. As we move to chip and PIN, they'll insert the card in the slot, they'll type in their PIN. And easy peasy, they're done. It's really not that challenging an activity for customers to do. Plus, customers are used to this as an experience. This is something they've done for years. And it's very hard to change existing behaviors. Customers know how to do it. It's pretty easy. So what's the big deal, right? Well, here's the big deal. Paying on mobile, and I'm going to use a technical term here, sucks. It is awful. Now, if someone's sitting on their couch at their house and they are buying something on their mobile phone or on a tablet, paying isn't really any harder than doing e-commerce anywhere. Yeah, the screen's a little smaller and that's not so great, but generally speaking, it's pretty straightforward. But for customers who are truly mobile, who are out of their home, who are walking around, it's a much, much harder thing to do. Typically, your hands are occupied. You've got your phone in one hand. You might be carrying your briefcase or your purse in another hand. You might be holding someone's hand or holding a child's hand with another hand. And very quickly, you run out of hands. Your hands are occupied doing something else. Even if we excuse all that, it's very hard to hold your phone with one hand, hold your credit card with another hand, and then type in all that information. It's a disaster. It's really, really hard. And it's one of the reasons why, across any number of industries that I work with and talk to, we're seeing a big rise in call volumes for the first time in decades. Because customers are holding a phone in their hands, and that's just easier to make the call than it is to try to deal with typing that information on a smaller screen when their hands are, you know, otherwise occupied. But what mobile payments are going to do is they're going to make paying easier and more friction-free. We're going to see a lot of this change. Now, I know I've been talking about mobile payments for a while, but I'm still fairly bullish, and the reason is because of all the innovation that's yet to come. So, for instance, Apple Pay, they're actually talking about bringing that to the mobile web later this year. We know that folks like Expedia and Overstock.com and American Apparel and Rue La La already accept it in their apps. And I think it's highly likely they will add it to the web experience at the earliest opportunity. The other thing we're seeing is messaging apps and facilitating payments through messaging. Now, I've talked about why messaging is important to marketers before, and this is one of the reasons. But it's certainly going to be one option we're likely to see. In Asia, WeChat and Line and KakaoPay have all been handling payments since probably about 2014. Now, if you're not familiar with those, WeChat's huge all over Asia and all over big chunks of the world. Line is very big in Japan. KakaoPay is very big in Korea. So we're going to see a lot more of this. There's actually some news that was quoted on Forbes, but it's actually from The Information, that says Facebook Messenger may start offering this. This is from the article. Facebook is steadily turning its Messenger app into a mobile hub for arranging a ride, talking to a customer service agent, and sending money to friends. Next up could be a way for users to shop at brick-and-mortar stores within the app, according to a new report from tech news site The Information. That's huge. The other thing is it may signal a shift in customer behaviors. According to eMarketer, college students actually prefer mobile payments. They find it easy to set up, they find it easy to use, and it's typically fairly common among their friends and families, things like PayPal and things like that. And as Messenger shifts in this direction, I think that's going to be a big one too. The other thing to be aware, as I mentioned a moment ago, college students may not have a pre-existing behavior. They don't have the years of using credit cards that their more senior cohorts have. And so I would pay really close attention to this, no pun intended there on pay, right? But it's just another reminder that really none of this is about mobile first. It's about customer first. It's about creating seamless experiences for our customers and actually helping them accomplish their goals. So I would say today, you want to look at adding mobile payments to your app if you have it, and when it's available, to your website. For one thing, one of the things we know to be true, this is according to Multichannel Merchant and my own personal experience over the years, the more payment options you offer, the more likely it is you're going to make a sale. And this is, as Multichannel Merchant says it, while it sounds obvious, it's frequently overlooked. I mean, just think about it. If your customers want to pay with a particular type of payment and you don't accept it, that's a sale you may lose. And as we see more millennials come into the marketplace with greater comfort, the companies who are actually on the front side of this are putting themselves in a position to actually win with that new customer group. Wouldn't you want that to be you? So overall, that's where I think we're going to see the kinds of changes. That's just one example of the kinds of changes I expect we're going to see. It's why I'm bullish on mobile payments. And as I said a couple weeks ago, it's why I think it's going to change, why mobile is going to change more than marketing. It's likely going to change the world for us. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But as ever, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all of our past episodes, at timpeter.com/podcast. And you can go ahead and click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. If you prefer, you can also subscribe in Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim Peter Associates. And I'm on Twitter using the handle @TCPeter. Finally, you can send me an email at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I genuinely appreciate it. I hope you have a fantastic week ahead, a terrific weekend, and I'll look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.